So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak proceeds with a machlokes in the process of how they would make the lachmei toida and shtei halachim into chametz. Remeir says, Hasa'ur boidlem mitaychon u'mechamtzen. They made sourdough from some of the flour of the mincha as follows. They first measured an isaron flour into a measuring vessel. They then removed some flour from the vessel and made it into sourdough. And then the sourdough was returned into the flour to ferment and later cause the entire mixture to become chametz. Behuda says, Afhi einem min hamufcher. This is not the preferred way to make a sourdough for the mincha because this sourdough is inferior and will not cause the mincha to become chametz properly. Rather, maybe as a sa'ar, but nixna l'tech amida umamal es amida. They bring ready-made sourdough and put it into the measuring vessel and then add flour to complete the sheer isaron, and the sourdough later causes the entire mixture to become chametz. Remeir, however, did not approve of this process because afhi haisach haseira or yaseira. In this process, the mincha would have either too little or too much flour. I think Mark explains that the machlekes is as follows. Remeir holds the kamoi shehein hoisa misharina. The shir isaron is measured by the original amount of flour before it is mixed with water. Therefore, if isis hasa'ur avo, nimtzis yaseira. If the sourdough is mixed with very little water, it is extremely thick and compact, and its volume is less than the volume of the flour it contains before it was mixed with the water. If so, there's extra space in the midah, and when the midah is filled to the line of an isaron, the mincha will contain more than an isaron of flour. And if midah isaron raka, nimtzis chasera. If the sourdough is mixed with a lot of water, it is a looser dough, and its volume is greater than the volume of the flour it contains before it was mixed with the water. If so, there is less space in the midah, and when the midah is filled to the line of a nisaron, the mincha will contain less than the nisaron flour. While Rabbi Yehuda holds kamoi shehein misharina, the shir nisaron is measured by the current volume in the midah after the sourdough is mixed with water. Therefore, when the midah is filled to the line of a nisaron, regardless of whether the sourdough is thick or thin, the mincha is considered to have a nisaron flour. The Gemara proceeds to apply the machlekes of the kamoi shehayu or kamoi shehein to three other halachas. Mechas chayte, tumas ha'ichlin, meiser. Mechas chayte. Ravila says, Ein lucha hakasha l'kemitza yose me'mechas chayte. The most difficult kemitza was about mechas chayte because, as Rashi explains, charebuhu. Bekasha likmut shalo yehe karmitz chaser. Since the flour is completely dry, it is difficult to maintain the sheer kemitza because when the kohen uses his two outer fingers to smooth the kemitz, an excess amount of loose flour might fall from within the kemitz that is inside his middle fingers, and it would be chaser. While Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, Menchas Chayte Megabla B'mayim V'Ksheira. The Kemitza and the Menchas Chayte was like all other Menachas because they mixed the flour with water until it became a paste, and only then would the Kohen do the Kemitza. This way, no loose flour falls from the Kemitza. The Gemara initially assumes the Machlekes is as follows. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi holds, Kemoi Shehein Misharinan. The Shir Kemitza is measured by its current state as a paste, and therefore one may add water before the Kemitza. While Ravila holds the Kemoi Shehayu Misharinan. The shir kemitz is measured by its original state as flour, and therefore one may not add water to make the flour into a paste, because if the kemitz has a thick texture, then it is yeser, contains more than the kemitz of flour, and if the kemitz has a loose texture, then it is chaser, contains less than the kemitz flour, as explained earlier. However, the Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that kemoi shehein misharinan. And the machlek is in the interpretation of the pasuk, v'chol mincha balul b'shemen v'chareva. Rav Yitzchak calls chareva mishemen. Mechas chayte must be dry only from oil, but it may be moist from water. While Ravila holds, chareva mikol davar, the mechas chayte must be completely dry, even from water. Tumas Eichlin, the Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechtas Oktzin regarding Tumas Eichlin, tumah of food, which requires a kebeya the size of an egg to cause tumah. Basar ha'egel shenitbach, ubasar zikna shenismaech, mishtarin l'kumay shehen. If a piece of meat from a young calf expanded during cooking from less than a kebeya to a kebeya, or meat from an old cow is shrunk from a kebeya to less than a kebeya, the shir kebeya regarding tumah is measured as it is now. And there's a machlekes in how to interpret this Mishnah. Rav, Reb Chiv, Reb Yechanan say, Mishtarin kamei shehin. The shir kebeya is measured by the meat's current state, and therefore, the basar egel that is currently a kebeya is tame, while the basar zikna that is currently less than a kebeya is tar. While Shmuel, Reb Shimon, Berebi, Resh Lakish say, Mishtarin kamei shehayu. The shir kebeya is measured by the meat's original state, and therefore the basar egel that was originally less than kebeya is tar, while the basar zakenin that was originally kebeya is tame. After a discussion of several braises, the Gemara concludes that the machlekes is as follows. There's no machlekes in the case of dimikara havabe v'hashta lesbe tar mekanel abo. If the meat shrunk from a kebeah to less than a kebeah, all agree that the meat is tar from now on, because holesbe, the meat currently has no shir kebeah. And there's also no machlekes in the case of the mikar loy havabeh, bahashta havabeh, tamei medrabanan. If the meat expanded from less than a kebeah to a kebeah, all agree that the meat is only tamei medrabanan, but not medraisa, because the meat originally had no shir kebeah. The machlekes is only in the case of kugan shahayibay kashir, but samak b'chaza b'tafach. If the meat was originally a kebeah, then shrunk to less than a kebeah, and then expanded back to a kebeah. Rav, Rabbi Yechonah, hold mishtarin kamei shehein. The meat is tamei medraisa because we go with its current state of kebeah, even though it was previously less than a kebeah, because they hold ein dicha b'isura. Since the meat originally had a shir kebeah, the isur was not removed completely when it shrunk, and when the meat returns to a shir kebeah, the isur resurfaces. While Shmuel, Rabbi Rabbi, Rish Lakish, hold mishtarin lekamei shehayu. The meat is only tamei drabanan, but not medraisa, because they hold yesh dicha b'isura. When the meat shrank to less than a kebeah, the issur was removed completely, and therefore when the meat returns to a shir kebeah, the issur does not resurface, and it is considered like the mikara loy havabe, bahashta havabe. The Gemara concludes and brings proof from a Mishnah in Masechtas Tyrus that ain't dicha b'isurin. Maiser. Before we discuss the brisa, it must be pointed out that regarding maiser, produce is measured by volume. However, it can also be measured by count or weight, because on average, 10% of the count or weight will equal 10% of the volume. However, as Rashi explains, where we have both fresh figs and dried figs, the count and volume will not be equal because a dried fig is approximately half the size of a fresh fig. Now, the Gemara cites a braisa in which the reisha of a sefer seem to contradict each other, in that the reisha implies the kamoi shahayu misharinan, and the sefer implies kamoi shehein misharinan. In the reisha, the braisa states, tarmin te'enim ala gregris b'minyan. If one separates maiser from te'enim, fresh figs, for gregris, dried figs, he must do only by count, one te'ena for every 9 gregris. But he should not separate the maiser by midah, volume, because as Rashi explains, the b'midah habazuta b'maiser l'gabe minyan. It will be less. If we go by volume, there will be about half a te'ena per 9 gregris, since te'enim are approximately twice the size of gregris. Now, it depends on the above machlekes. If we say l'kamaisha hayu misharina, and we go by the original state of the gregris, the dried figs, when they were te'enim and fresh figs, then the shir maiser through minyan is accurate, and 10% of the count is also 10% of the volume, because te'enim and te'enim tarim. Both the te'enim and gregris are considered the same size. However, if we say kamoi shehin misharina, and we go by the current dried state of the gregris, the shir maiser through minyan is not accurate, because 10% of the count of te'enim is more than 10% of volume of the gregris, since the te'enim are larger than the gregris, and they would be separating too much. And halach is hamarba b'maisres peiresim misukonim u'maisresim mekukolim. If one separates more than 10%, the maisre is valid only to make the gregris permissible, but part of the te'enim that he separated as maisre remains tevel because we cannot separate more than 10%. Well, in the safe of the braisa states, gregris al te'enim b'mida. If one separates maiser from the dried figs for fresh figs, he does so only by volume, but he should not separate the maiser by minyan because davim b'mayit b'maiser. He would be separating too little because 10% of the count of gregris is less than 10% of the volume of the tainim. Now, if we say kamoi shehim sharinan, we go by the current state of the gregris, then the shir maiser through midah is accurate because 10% of the volume of gregris is also 10% of the volume of tainim. However, if we say l'kamoi shehem esharina, we go by the original state of the gregris as te'enim, then the shir maisa through midah is not accurate, and 10% of the volume of the gregris is more than 10% of the volume of the te'enim, because te'enim and te'enim tarim. Both the te'enim and gregris are considered the same size. Apparently, the reisha holds l'kamoi shehem esharina, and the seifa holds l'kamoi shehem esharina. The Gemara concludes as follows. The braisa can hold either l'kamoi shehayu or l'kamoi shehem. And there's no concern of marba b'maisers, because the braisa refers to trumas maiser and follows the opinion of Abba Lazar ben Gaimel that one is permitted to separate trumas maiser of more than 1/10, because the pasuk states v'nechsh v'lechem trumaschem. B'shtei trumas akasim adaber, achas truma gedoy lev achas trumas maiser. The pasuk refers to both truma and trumas maiser, and this teaches us that they are comparable in that ma truma gedoyla b'ayin yafa, av trumas maiser b'ayin yafa, just like truma gedoyla has no shear, and one may separate in abundance, so to trumas maiser, even though there is a shear of 10%, one may separate more than the shear. This discussion continues in the next daf.